Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
One of those things, a couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in that.
What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic.
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
You can't say Randy without saying Andy. It's the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Yeah. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Good morning. Yay. Welcome in. The Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Thanks so much for being with us. Hopefully everybody had a great, great weekend. A lot went on, like we were just talking about, with Steak and Rusty. Some of it was fun. Some of it wasn't. Two roasts happened this weekend in Los Angeles.
Yeah, man.
Unfortunately, the Braves were on the receiving end of one of them. But there's other fun stuff to talk about, too. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, it was a great weekend outside of Atlanta sports teams. Because, the Dodgers thrashed the Braves this weekend.
Just torched them.
Damn, Atlanta United ain't won a game in over a month.
Yep. At home. Not good.
I mean, but overall, great weekend outside of the rain and everything like that. But hopefully everybody had a great weekend. Like you said, it was a whole lot. The Derby, obviously Lando winning down there at Miami, winning the F1. Surprising, because, I mean, Max wins it every year, but, I mean, wins every damn race. I'm sure Mike could give you more intel on all that, but it was crazy. It was a great weekend, but Anthony Edwards, brother, I was just like,
all right. I guess if now's the time.
I
at the beginning of the playoffs, when we're kind of previewing certain things, what you're looking for, and I mean, you and I have been really, I mean, we're here, we watch a lot of NBA. People here have known about Anthony Edwards for a long time.
Did Georgia even go to the NIT when he was there?
I don't believe so. Okay. I don't know how that's possible. I don't know how that's possible, yeah. But it is, and it's true. And one of the things we talked about leading into the playoffs was this feels like the arrival of Anthony Edwards, and I didn't really know what that meant exactly,
right,
other than that I knew that he was capable of really, you know, making a big scene on a national stage. And I thought that they were going to struggle a little bit more with Phoenix. I didn't know it was going to be such an easy sweep to get by them. Now, when we knew it was going to be Denver and Minnesota, we were looking forward to this series, and game one lived up to it, man. I mean, if this series is like that, and I think it will be, because Denver's still very good, and they're going to have answers, or at least try to come up with some answers. I don't know what the answer is for Anthony Edwards, but they're going to try to come up with some answers as the series goes on. But this guy's 22, man.
Yep.
He looks like a 10-year vet,
yep,
the way that he's controlling these games, and he's just so poised in these moments. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome to see. And again, like, doing it at this age, you know, who knows what it's going to turn into and what this run's going to be and his career and all that kind of stuff. But he is ahead of schedule at that age to be playing like this.
Yeah, he is a special player who has everything that if you're looking for a guy who is. Because we talk about when me and Chuck we used to work together. We were always talking about like the next coming of quarterbacks, like when Brady and when Manning and all those guys leave, who's going to be the guy? Patrick Mahomes has been that guy
without question.
Then we look at like this era of Steph, KD, LeBron. Yeah. Who's going to be that guy?
Yep.
Bam.
Yeah. There's kind of like a middle. There's like a middle ground of European guys that are good.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, there's not been quite that. Yeah. Like obviously Giannis is very good and has won a championship and MVPs. Yes. And Jokic is incredible and he's won MVPs and a championship. And who, like, they still might beat him. Like Denver might come back and win their series. I'm not saying that they're done. But yeah, it looks pretty clear. Like, you know who the next superstar in the NBA is. It also becomes pretty clear why that guy decided to back out of the sale to Alex Rodriguez. They're not for sale anymore. We got Michael Jordan Jr. on this team.
A couple of weeks ago, I saw that they're going to have like some kind of hearing or something because
I would imagine there'll be plenty of hearings.
He flat out reneged and then tried to lie about some deadline.
Yep.
And as much as people don't like A-Rod, I mean, A-Rod had all his dotted I's, crossed T's.
Yeah, as much as I sort of enjoy the making fun of A-Rod part of it, this is not fair.
No.
Like, these guys were ready to buy this basketball team. Yes. And then the owner was like, oh, I didn't know that he was that guy.
Right.
I knew he was pretty good.
Right.
Like, when we started selling this team, these guys sucked. They weren't even in the playoffs. And all of a sudden, we got second round game one against the defending champs. He's dropping 43 and making it look easy.
Yeah, man.
I'm not selling this team.
No. And so now my thing is, what's going to happen with it? Are they going to force him to have to go through with the agreed upon deal, parameters, whatever?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
It's kind of unprecedented.
Because that's what I'm saying. Like sometimes maybe people are like, you know what? I don't want to buy it.
Right.
But then
you get
to the point where you're like, okay, it's sold. We got all the contracts drawn up. We got the money that you asked for and everything like that. Where's my team?
Yeah, where's my team at? Where's
my team? Your projections came back for having Anthony Edwards on your team the next 5 years.
Oh, the team's going to be worth twice as much in 10 years?
Oh,
yeah, because it looks like this guy's going to dominate the NBA for the next decade.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we still want it. Because they were coming around. Like, A-Rod was super tanned up, you know? He's wearing his skin-tight, like, white V-necks. And he's courtside. He's an owner guy. And now, like, does he even get to enjoy this playoff series? Like, if you're A-Rod, are you even enjoying it?
I'm
furious.
I might enjoy it because I know this is going to be my team.
Yeah, that's what you're telling yourself.
That's what you're telling
yourself. You're like, you know what? This is fun. This is great. This is perfect. This is fine. We're just going to – it's going to be even better when they win this playoff series and then win this championship this year. It's ours, okay? It's our team. You can't just say you don't want to sell it to us anymore.
That's basically what he's saying, though.
It's not how it works.
He's like, nah, I'm good on that, man. I'm good on that. But, yeah, it's been a great one. I thought yesterday watching Donovan Mitchell just do Donovan Mitchell things.
Yep.
Dude, I mean, when he wants to score.
It was time.
It seemed like it was. Like, okay. Because last game he had 50, they lost.
Yep.
But then he comes like, okay, now let's just stop bull jiving.
Yeah, because that
and get right.
First half of that game
was awful.
And I know most folks didn't watch any of that series. Maybe you tuned in yesterday to watch game 7, but yeah, I mean that's why the series was on closed circuit TV. That's why you could only watch it in the dorms.
In the movie theater.
Yes. Yeah. You couldn't watch it off campus.
Yeah.
That's why. But I feel like still a good season for Orlando. Like Paolo,
they got to find a point guard.
Has arrived. They need a few things. They need some shooters.
Yeah.
I don't know if Wagner, maybe he's good, maybe not. Maybe yesterday was just a really bad day. He's 1-for-15 or something like that. And then Cleveland is moving on, but I feel like they're kind of sacrificial for the Celtics at this point. Like,
I don't trust. Celtics going to give up 2 games.
No, yeah, I think so too. I think the Celtics will win that series in like a comfortable 6.
Yeah.
But they'll give up 2. And Donovan Mitchell can score with anybody. And there is a guy in that series that as we sort of keep one eye on this from a Hawks perspective as the NBA playoffs go on and some teams flame out and maybe there's going to be some blowups on some of these teams. The Cavs don't need Jared Allen.
No.
He hadn't played.
No.
I mean, I'd take Jared Allen.
Yeah, I mean,
Jared Allen's a nice center.
He's a nice center. He can anchor. He can do all those different things.
The Hawks should target him.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, that's going to be – and obviously we'll talk more in 120 more about the NBA. But, yeah, I mean –
we can talk about it whenever.
You mentioned this.
We don't have anything going on today.
You mentioned this like last week sometimes as far as player movement and then looking at teams who are eliminated, players on rosters that can help the Hawks. Mm-hmm. Well, obviously Cleveland's not, but he's out with the rib injury, I think it was.
Yeah, he had a couple different things in that rib series. But everything they got like Mobley, that. So they don't need him.
Yeah,
they're better when only one of those guys is on the court together anyway. So maybe that's somebody you can go. Look, every team has somebody who could help the Hawks.
Yeah,
it's just a matter of if you could actually get him.
Because Darvin Ham was fired from the Lakers. And I know, obviously, LeBron and them getting all the heat for it. But they had somebody said a great point about the Lakers team. Maybe think of the Hawks a little bit. Like, they have good defensive players who can't shoot and good shooters who can't defend. Mm-hmm. And so when you have that case, you're not going to win. Even as great as LeBron and AD are, the parts around them can only be one-dimensional. And that's just not going to get it cut.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't think Darvin Ham should be fired at all. But I think that when you look at, you know, just we talked about the player movement around the league, I don't know how this team, who this team can target about the Hawks and make them, like, better than 10.
Yeah, I mean, there are guys, but I don't know if they're going to come here.
That's what I'm saying, that would come here.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, I got a list
of
dudes. I can fix their problems in three trades and one signing.
Oh, we're all there.
But,
yeah. Yeah, that's my thing. They want to come here. That's the biggest thing with me.
And I know the answer to that question because history tells us the answer to that question.
No.
It is no. The answer is no. Is J.J. Redick going to be the next coach of the Lakers?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
There's some rumors.
I know. No.
They do a podcast together now.
I know.
LeBron and JJ.
That would be kind of weird.
I think it would be really weird. I don't think it would be good at all. But didn't we talk about JJ off the air as a potential head coach candidate in Charlotte, right?
Yes.
That would be terrible.
Yes.
Because all he's going to do is MF those young guys and be so mad at them because they don't know how to play.
Yeah.
But, like, the older guys, maybe the older roster in LA is better fit for JJ. I don't know. Or maybe JJ is not a good coach. I have no idea. He's never done it before.
Exactly. I mean, he's never done it.
Never.
Like, at least Luke Walton was on a staff.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
He's
never coached.
Never coached.
No, but he does a podcast with LeBron.
Yeah, he's very smart.
If that's all it takes.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
Hell, is the producer of the podcast going to be his right chair?
Yeah, he's going to be the assistant coach.
Okay.
They do a lot of X's and O's on the podcast.
Tell me, because they should have got Ty Lue. Could they do J.J. Redick like they did Ty Lue? Okay, you got the job, but we're going to pick your staff. And Ty Lue was like, y'all go kick rocks.
Yeah. Well, who's J.J.'s staff going to be? He's never coached before.
Rambis.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just random Duke teammates.
Yes.
Battier.
Yes.
Get him in there. What's the other guy? Trajan Langdon. Maybe bring him back. What's he up to? Who knows? All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending. We didn't talk about the Braves getting smoked by the Dodgers.
They hit beat in.
We'll talk about that coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ladies and gentlemen,
time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
Kid did a good job. Yes, this is, you're going to have to weather the storm. The pitching's been good. We've been in all the games that we played, and keep going out there, running them out there. Eventually, we're going to get the offense going again.
Got their ass whipped.
Yeah, that was Brian. That was actually Snit on Friday. So, if you're hearing that and you're saying to yourself, the pitching's been good, yeah, no, Elder got smoked on Saturday. So that was before that happened. And Max Fried was okay yesterday. He got Otani'd. I mean, that's what happened.
Where's the ball
man.
At? Where's the ball? The ball is in what? Sacramento or somewhere?
Yeah, that ball has yet to land. Both of them. And the Braves went out there to LA and they got dealt with by the Dodgers. The Dodgers absolutely had their. I guess Friday night was at least extra innings.
Yeah.
So you were competitive. You got smoked on Saturday and pretty well smoked yesterday, too. And honestly, if Jared Kelenic doesn't drop that fly ball in Seattle, it might have been an 0-for-6 road trip. So, thanks again to – not Jared Kelenic, sorry. Mitch Haniger, that's right.
Yeah, man.
If the Mariners outfielder doesn't drop that ball. So, that's good.
Come on home, man.
Come on home.
Come on
Day
home.
Off today.
Come on home.
Couple games with the Red Sox tomorrow and Wednesday, and then back on the road to take on the Mets. And that's what you need,
yeah,
really.
Man. You need
to go up there and just bully the Mets.
You need your whooping boy. DJ whooping boy and everything like that, but yeah, it's been a rough trip to say the least for the Braves, man. But I mean, good things you could take from it. Ronald hit a home run.
Yeah, Ronald was good on Friday and Saturday. Pitching was mostly good Friday and Sunday.
Yeah, Austin Riley got one.
Yeah,
Marcell Ozuna got another one.
Yeah. Probably fun to be in LA on Cinco de Mayo.
I mean, I'm sure it was. I mean, you know, I'm sure it was jamming yesterday and everything like that. But, yeah, I mean, they went and got their ass beat down. Now,
yep, that's right.
As we said on Wednesday or Thursday, even if they would have beat the Dodgers down, I would not have overreacted. I would have loved it. And since they got beat down by the Dodgers, I'm not going to overreact.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean, there's, you know, it's 32 games into a really long season. Yeah. But
they went out there.
They
went out there with the best record.
Yeah, I don't have that anymore.
And then they came back home second.
Yeah, they're 2.5 games out of first place right now in their own division.
Yeah.
Because the Phillies are red hot. They won like 14 out of 15, five in a row right now. They're playing pretty good. So, it's not good right now. I mean, there's just really nothing good to say about the offense. They're the 30th team, that's how many teams there are.
Yes.
They're 30th in baseball in home runs over the last 2 weeks.
Damn.
That's crazy.
Like this team?
This team. This team that set the record last year for most home runs ever in a year.
Damn.
Is worst over the last 2 weeks. And over the course of the season, they're not that much better than that. They're bottom half of baseball in home runs. And, you know, you look at Acuna for sure. It was nice to see him get that one on Friday. But Matt Olson hit 54 home runs last year. He's one home run in a month.
He is on the struggle bus.
It's crazy.
He's on the struggle bus. And I know last year, but he got on the struggle bus. I know they did a little tinkering in the lineup with him.
Yeah, this is more than the bus. This is the struggle. Like
he don't get on the Wangster wagon.
No, no, no.
Because I was up there.
He's on the struggle limo or something.
I was up there Friday. Those Stripers got me a hat and everything.
Did they win?
I don't remember. We stayed the whole game, but they didn't have fireworks. They didn't have fireworks. We left. But yeah, because I got I was on it.
Yeah.
Like if I'm gonna be there, I might well get it on. But I was saying this because. It was I had a great time though. Striper game had a whole lot of fun. We went out to dinner at some I don't know what the hell it was. But they had them Thirsty Thursdays that she was telling me about, but we went on Friday. It was
what do they call it on Friday?
I don't know. What's the name of the place? Bartery, Bally, something. I don't
Fill
know.
It up Friday or something? Frosty know. Friday? I don't know.
It was cool.
Okay.
It was cool, whatever. But I saw Darius Vines. Darius Vines gave up a damn home run to hit my house.
I like I like minor league expert Randy McMichael. Yeah, this is fun.
Yeah, man.
Durham
got some loyal fans, a whole bunch of Durham fans there.
That's great.
And everything, dog. Yeah.
We get updates from the farm from Randy McMichael.
Yeah, man.
Darius got rocked.
Yeah, dog, twice. Got twice.
Any other hot prospects we need to keep an eye on?
Forrest Wall, leadoff home run. I mean, leadoff home, walk off, leadoff home run. Yeah, start the game with a home run.
Great.
Yeah, dog. Other than that.
I like this.
Yeah.
I like Stripers expert Randy. This is
what
good.
About pitching? How'd the pitching look?
Darius Vines got rocked.
Yeah,
oh, that's the only guy. I mean, he didn't stay in the whole game, though, right?
Some other guy. By then I was like 7-8 deep.
Yeah, we're just doing like first three innings with Randy.
By 7-8,
by the time the sun goes down, some of the details might get a little foggy.
7-8 deep in that thing, like ready to go. Like, y'all ain't ready to go yet? Because I'm thinking like, yeah, my wife, she don't like sports. We can go. Yeah, she'll be ready to go by the sixth inning. No. Oh, no, they do fireworks afterwards. I'm like, damn.
And they didn't?
They said the firework truck couldn't get there on time or something.
What?
Yeah. They said the
another Atlanta traffic casualty. Couldn't make it out to Gwinnett.
Yeah,
you guys stuck on 400 somewhere trying to make it down.
The fire truck guy couldn't get there, which was so funny. Which was so funny. I was like, yes, I mean, I can leave.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, terrible weekend for the Braves. Just awful. Terrible road trip. Terrible everything. A couple guys got hurt, too, which sucks.
Yeah.
Day off today. Hopefully it'll all start tomorrow against Boston.
They're coming around, Bunk.
They are not.
Okay.
They are not coming around. Yeah. Hopefully they start coming around tomorrow. All right. Let's hear the way that it ended between the Timberwolves and the Nuggets on Saturday.
The horn will sound here in Denver, and the Timberwolves have taken game one. They stunned the Nuggets on their home floor. They win it 106-99 behind 43 points from Anthony Edwards.
It was a smooth 42.
It really was.
It was so smooth.
He had 25 at halftime, and I was like, wow, really? Like, yeah. I knew he was doing his thing, but like, it was all like pretty within the offense. He wasn't doing anything crazy, a little mid-range in him to death.
Defense,
like,
everything.
Yeah, playing.
Start the game on Murray.
Yeah.
Yeah, like opening tip, he got Murray.
Yep.
And everything like that. And I thought that, you know, Joker wasn't – everybody was off for Denver. Now, I think Minnesota had a lot to do with them being off.
This is a weird thing Denver's doing in these playoffs. So they double-digit deficits in, like
– every one of them.
Every game they played.
Yep. And then
in
the
first half.
They came back, and then, you know, but obviously he kept his foot on the gas, man. And this dude, I mean, I'm not saying that they're going to win the series by any. I expect Denver to play better.
I do, too.
But, he was outstanding.
But I do feel a couple of ways after seeing Saturday's game that I don't think certain things are going to change that much.
They have no answer for him.
They have no answer for Anthony Edwards.
No.
And can Aaron Gordon really guard him all game?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Like, they threw him at him a little bit in the fourth, and Anthony still is too fast for him.
Yeah.
Like, you got to throw strength at him because KCP and, like, Murray doesn't want any part of it. Yeah. But, like, KCP and those guys aren't strong enough. Mm-hmm. He just bodies them and gets where he wants in the lane. Gordon's not fast enough because he can just get past him.
You know what they're missing? We're talking about who's never missing. They're missing Brown.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe Bruce Brown would have been the guy. I don't know. But, like, yeah. Like, they also, Minnesota's got a better bench. Like, they just have better depth.
They are built. You said this in the handoff with Stakey. They are built so well.
They are
built so well, top to bottom as a team. You go out there. I thought one of the most underrated moves they did was go get Mike Conley.
Yeah.
Just a steady guy.
Smart.
Like, you know, you use Mike Conley, we were talking about in that previous, damn Orlando.
Yep.
You just a steady point guard.
Yeah.
You get everybody set.
You know
everything.
Who Orlando needs? Lanny's very old, and
Chris
at some
Paul?
Point, yeah, they need Chris Paul.
Remember
like Chris Paul needs to go be an Orlando Magic and take him to the Eastern Conference Finals.
That,
like, if he can stay healthy, he probably will.
Well, that
like,
won't happen. We know that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They'll lose in the second round.
Yeah.
Like game six or something like that.
Yeah.
He'll get hurt.
Hamstring.
But they'll win 54 games. Like, he's exactly what they need. But no, they got decent answers for Jokic. I still think Jokic kind of was doing what he wanted in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
It was just too little, too late. Murray looks banged up.
He is.
Like,
because he is.
Like, I don't know that that gets better.
Yeah, because
and if that doesn't get better, then they can't
beat
him.
They can't win.
Yeah.
No, they can't win. If he's banged up, they can't beat this team. But yeah, he's been doing his thing. I think that, you know, when you look at his percentages, like, he's clutch. I saw a stat this morning. He's 14 of 14 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. Here, my Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Just whatever he wants.
Everything
whatever
you want a leader to be, he is it.
Remember
right now.
The last points he scored, they're trying to get the ball out of his hands. He goes He gets the ball in the backcourt.
Straight to the rim.
And straight to the damn rim.
Yeah.
Straight to
the damn rim. That was awful defense. Yeah, I don't know what they were doing.
Straight to the damn rim, yeah. Left-handed lay, and the game's over.
Game over. Yeah. And that was like 20 seconds after he hit him with that turnaround dagger. And like, it was like, dude, this guy.
Looking like Mike.
I know.
Looking like Mike.
I'm not making the comparison as far as anything other than they just have the same mannerisms. He's got the same body movement.
When he hit that fade, I was like, oh. Yeah, I see that before.
And like the little smirk, he just kind of looks like him a little bit. Like it's weird, yeah. Man. It's weird what's going on with what he's doing. And I don't know. I don't know if Denver.
They got.
They're a really good team. They're a really good team, and I feel like they'll have some answers. I just don't know what the answer is for him.
They don't. They don't. Do they go zone or something?
Yeah, they got to try to do something. I don't know what it is. Indiana, New York starts tonight. That should be fun. That should be a really good series. And then Minnesota, Denver game two, like that. That's the best. I don't get a lot of sleep this time of year because right. I can't help it. Like, you have to stay up and watch some of these games. That Minnesota-Denver game doesn't start till 10 o'clock tonight. So, I mean, that's after midnight if you're going to stay up and watch it, which I probably am going to do. But it's so cool. It's every other day. Like, you just get to watch those two teams play again immediately after we just got done talking about them play. And the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun on Saturday. Let's hear the way that it finished.
It is Mystic Dan down toward the inside with the lead in the final 16. Forever Young, Sierra Leone is coming. These three coming down to the wire. Who's it going to be? Oh, it's a photo of the Derby. Oh, it's a photo. Was it Mystic Dan or was it Sierra Leone? Forever Young was between them. Catching Freedom finished fourth. A photo finish to decide the 150th Kentucky Derby.
Oh, first of all, great, great freaking finish.
Yeah.
How mad, because he's probably in his car right now driving home.
Sorry, Rusty.
How mad is Rusty right now again?
He's furious.
Rusty wants to fight the horse.
He does.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Rusty's so mad at a horse.
But what was that? Was it Conan the Barbarian or the Destroyer when Arnold Schwarzenegger knocked that damn horse out?
Knocked the horse out. That's what Rusty wants to do. To fierceness? Is that what they?
But it looked. Didn't it look like Mystic Dan was actually like holding on to the other horse? Though there's some controversy apparently. Like,
oh, they were rubbing.
They were rubbing.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
They were. Them horses were rubbing against each other.
He's about to jump on the other guy's horse.
Yeah, uh-huh. Man, it was crazy, dog. But like another the NASCAR event yesterday, I saw this morning photo finish. And so yeah, it was good. It was a good weekend for anybody who didn't root for Braves fans. Outside of that, everything was great. Watched Liverpool beat the hell out of Tottenham this weekend.
Nice.
Again, watched a lot of the F1 racing. Obviously, Lando, great job like it with him. But, yeah.
Watch Tom Brady get
roasted.
Absolutely
filleted.
I
only watched, like, bits and pieces of it. So, because my wife said she wants to sit and watch it now. I didn't realize it was 3 hours.
It's too long.
That's too damn long.
Yeah, it's too long. It's too long. There was people that didn't need to be up there.
Really?
Or people that needed to be up there earlier. Like, Edelman and Gronk needed to go sooner because they were so drunk by the time they finally got up to the microphone.
Right.
And also, no, I mean, they're kind of funny, but they're not, like, comedians.
Yeah.
Like, the comedians were great.
Yeah.
Like,
If you only watch the comedians,
you're probably fine. Like, and then Belichick. You got to watch Belichick. Like,
and Brady at the end was actually pretty good, too.
Okay.
He just got up there with his chest poked.
How mad's
out,
wrestling?
This is really mad.
It's just so hard because it's not like – like, I get being mad at an athlete. It's hard to be mad at a horse.
He bagged that damn horse.
Oh, sure. Sure. No, it cost him a lot of money.
Like, I know it did. But we didn't want a sizzle. You heard him.
He was not joking.
He was not.
I wonder how much he bet for it to be possibly worth that much.
Dude, that's funny.
Because you get all four. Like, that's – the odds are real long on that one.
But he had it.
He had it.
Had it.
Had it. Now he doesn't.
Yeah.
Sucks. I wish he did. I wish he would have won it. I was rooting for Rusty. Always am. All right. Thanks for being with us here on a Monday morning. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday morning. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. We'll get back into the Braves road trip that wasn't at 12:20 as well. Just about as bad as they've played in quite a while. Yeah. And it's offense. I mean, you know, the pitching has been pretty solid, but they just can't hit. Right. It's crazy.
A layover from the Philly series, huh?
I guess. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what it is. You don't normally see this many incredibly talented, consistent hitters go cold all at once for this long of a period of time. But hopefully they figure it out, because just more than anything, it's just not fun to watch.
Yep.
Like, at this point of the year, everyone's reaction is always, well, it's, you know, you don't need to panic. No one's panicking. You're just saying it sucks to go 1-5 on a road trip, and they're not doing anything that's fun to watch right now. Like, you want to tune in on a Sunday afternoon and watch the Braves play baseball and not give up two absolute angst to Shohei Ohtani.
I'm talking about
who, by the way, is off to just a ridiculous start.
He's just different.
He's going to have, if he's this pace, I know everyone says this, but I don't know if he's going to keep this pace up, but if he does, he's going to have like 240 hits.
He's just
He's different. That's why he gets $700 million.
Yeah, he's just different.
$700 million. That's a lot of money for a baseball
player.
All deferred.
I mean, he got plenty of money.
No tax. And his guy's not stealing from him anymore, so he's going to get all of it?
Yeah.
Perfect.
He's not stealing from him anymore.
Yeah. His interpreter's not skimming some off the top anymore to make bad bets.
Yeah.
He's going to get all 700 of it instead of whatever it would have been minus the bet money. Anyway, we'll get to all that coming up in the noon hour.
I'm laughing right now because they got this video of Paul George backflipping off a boat saying he's already at Cancun. Just great.
Is it really him?
Yeah, it's really him.
Really?
I don't know if it's old or new, but he is Paul George doing a backflip off of a boat into some water.
All right.
I don't know if that's Cancun water or not, but he's on vacation already. Good for him.
Why wouldn't you be? Like, what do you want these guys to do? Just sulk?
I mean, that's a lot of sulking.
Yeah.
I've been to a season's been over, and it was like, I was like, damn, Donald was kind of like, what the hell's wrong with you? Nothing. Like, where are you at? I'm sitting in the room. And I would just sit in the room, like, and how the sun came in, it would just be dark. You'd be in there chilling, eating microwave pizzas. Yeah, dog. It was bad.
What year was that?
That was my first year in San Diego, because I was like,
oh, you guys were number one offense, defense.
I sat in that damn room. I was like, get your ass out that damn house. And so that's when I got lost in Mexico and everything. Just had to get the hell on somewhere, man. But, okay. Yeah, go enjoy your life. So LeBron was at the race in Miami and everything like that. I mean, you sulking around, dog. They don't do nothing for you. Then they got to get ready. They all got to go to Paris for the Olympics soon.
Yeah. <You know?
laughs> Which is going to be
plenty of rest.
Plenty of rest right there.
Plenty of rest Olympic men's basketball team.
I really wonder if Kawhi and Embiid are going to play.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Like, Embiid shouldn't.
No.
Like, that.
If I'm Philadelphia, I'm like, no.
Like, very nicely ask him not to do that.
No, you
like,
can't
you
go.
Don't need to. The last thing you need is to play more basketball right now. And Kawhi, too. I mean, all these guys. That's the thing about it. Like, that's the thing about it that just blew me away when they all decided they were going to be on the Olympic team is you guys don't even want to play in the regular season. Kawhi didn't even play in the playoffs.
Right.
He missed 60% of their playoff games.
Yeah. Your ass going to be playing for the country?
You're going to get out there and be hustling against Cameroon? Like, that doesn't make any sense. Why? Like, stay healthy. Try to win something in the league when you get back there next year. Let the young guys play.
Why not?
You know what I mean? Like, because that was my whole thing about it. I just thought it was a little bit performative from the older guys after the FIBA team played badly to be like,
all right,
put the cape on.
We got to go save you.
We're
going to
save them. It's like, all right, first of all, that's not the roster we were sending to France.
Right.
All right, that's the FIBA roster was not the roster that was going over there to play in the Olympics.
Right.
Second of all, these young guys are good. Just look at the league right now.
Yeah.
Like the young, as long as Anthony Edwards is on the team, they're winning the gold medal.
Yeah,
like they'll be fine.
But so it'll be interesting to see how the whole offseason in the NBA shakes out, because I mean it's a lot of possibilities of. Because very rarely do you see a player of Paul George's caliber being a free agent.
Yep.
Very rarely. He's going to be one.
Yep.
And if what you're telling me is basically with the Lakers, I think that's about the Clippers, where they're banking on is that he will want to take California away from, then come all the way to go to Philadelphia for a max deal.
Or Miami, or somewhere
like
Atlanta.
That. Or Atlanta. I think that's that. Because they didn't give Kawhi a max. So, and I know he wants it. So does he like weigh the fact that I'm from here, family's here. I got hundreds of millions of dollars already.
Yeah. I just, if I'm him, like, and you know, no offense to that team, good for them for putting it together and trying with this group, but it hasn't worked.
Nope.
Like, this is not year one of this experiment with him and Kawhi in Los Angeles. And they added Westbrook and they added Harden, and it hasn't worked. They didn't get out of the first round again. Mm-hmm. So I'm good if I'm him. Like, first of all, I'm not staying anywhere for a discount just because I'm from California.
Right.
I'm trying to go somewhere and actually win. And I think Philadelphia makes a lot of sense for him.
It does.
If you can replace Tobias Harris with Paul George, that's a massive upgrade. And then you owe it to yourself to continue to try to make this run. As long as Embiid is still 76er, which he may not be after a couple more flameouts in the playoffs. Maybe he goes someplace else. You got something in Maxey, like you have to try to build around it. I think this is going to be a really interesting offseason in the NBA because it's clear that there's a shift in terms of the teams that are next and maybe even here right now. Like Minnesota is really good. Now,
yes.
They're going to have to make some choices too because they got a lot of money with all those players that they have on that roster. So they're going to have to figure – they're not going to be able to keep this group together as it's currently constructed. But Oklahoma City is incredible, and they have money too and
picks.
Like they're going to be able to add something to that team. Obviously, Phoenix has big questions to – answer, but they also don't have a lot of avenues to do so because they don't have any draft picks.
Nope.
They don't have space at all.
Nope.
All these guys are on contracts.
And they're probably going to all come back.
Probably.
All three of them are going to probably come back.
Which is part of why their very fast-talking owner, we played the clip on Friday, was saying it's fixable because it has to be.
Yep.
Like, you've painted yourself into this corner with this roster the way that it is and the assets that you don't have. So you better think it's going to work because that's what you got going forward. And, yeah, the Clippers we talked about, the Lakers have a lot of questions. Like, there's a lot of very, like, talented, like, star-heavy rosters that are going to look a lot different next
year. Yeah, I mean, and that's, you know, when you look at the we talked about it earlier, the taking of the guard by these young players.
Yeah, no, the baton is being
they're
taken.
They're taking it. Yeah, they ain't no stick or nothing. They, like, running behind you and grabbing it. I mean, that's what these young players are in this league. And so, you know, you come to a point where how do you – because always you got to have all-star players. We know that. You got to have more or less your wing guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to have parts around him that you don't have to substitute for just strictly defense or have to substitute for strictly offense. Now, you're going to have those players. Don't get me wrong. That'll be their role. But you need more guys that can do both. We call them the 3-and-D guys and everything like whatever you want to call them. Those are the guys that you need more around stars than other stars.
Yeah.
You need those guys.
Yeah, no, I mean, you need, like, Jaden McDaniels in Minnesota. And, like, at the what's the guy's name? Alexander Walker that comes off the bench. Nikhil Alexander Walker. Like, and guys like, obviously, they have Rudy Gobert, who can play great defense. And he affected the game a lot, man. Like, Rudy, I know that that Jokic had 32 points and had a solid stat line, but I think Gobert still played a really good game defensively. And, I mean, there's still, like, the desire. I don't know if it's the desire. Like, he still has the ability, Karl Anthony Towns, to try to disappear sometimes.
Yeah.
But, like, Anthony Edwards won't let him.
Yes.
Like, Anthony Edwards
he holds him accountable.
Is the best possible teammate that Karl Anthony Towns could have.
He holds him accountable.
Because there was a couple different times in that game where he did the thing where he's like, oh, well, he's just going to pout now. He's just going to kind of disappear and be pouty and, like, make, you know, prop, I assume, like, soft noises. Like, he seems like a soft, yeah, like that.
Yeah.
He seems like he makes the Prince noise when he dunks.
But
then Anthony Edwards is like, hey, the game's still going on.
Yeah.
We're going to need you here in the fourth quarter. And he actually played pretty good in the fourth quarter.
He got a little trouble in foul because he is guarding Joker, which
That's
I thought was a great strategy to put him on there instead of Rudy Gobert and having Rudy come off and try and double and everything like that. But, yeah, I mean, Ant-Man holds him accountable. Ant-Man don't let him sulk. Ant-Man don't let Cat be lame.
Yeah.
You don't. He don't let him be lame.
And then even if he's going to be like that, he's like, all right, great, we'll just give it to me then.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to take over.
I already took your team. It's mine.
Yeah, it's his team.
And you know this.
But I also think Carl Anthony Towns is okay with that.
He is.
He wants
that. He don't want to be alpha
like,
dog.
He doesn't even want the ball in the fourth quarter. Like, that little – what was that shot that Gobert even made? Like, what would you even call that?
That's like
– It was like a, that wasn't a, like a shot put kind of –
Because I was like, is that – what did you classify it as a floater?
It was not a floater. That was a line drive shot put off. They went in, so – but you saw Carl Anthony Towns. He had an open look. Hot potatoed it right to Rudy Gobert.
But that's what I'm saying.
He does
like,
not want the ball in the fourth
quarter.
Do
you not want that part of being a great – because Carl Anthony Towns can ball.
He does not.
He can ball. But, yeah, it's just like I don't have to no more. I don't have to no more. See this guy right here? He wants the mantle.
Yeah, he does.
He's coming for it.
I also don't think that just because Cleveland advanced past the first round that that roster is, like – For sure, intact. I still think Donovan Mitchell. That's a question in the summer. Like they still have to figure that out. We talked about Jared Allen earlier. Like as we sort of are realistic about maybe some of the Hawks' targets this offseason and who they should be thinking about an upgrade at the center position. I think that would fit. I think that could be a good idea for the Hawks. I think the Hawks should try to get in on all this stuff.
Yes.
I think they should offer Paul George a max contract. I think they should call about the Suns and see how mad Devin Booker is. And
how mad he is.
I don't know if he wants to live in Atlanta or what. I know there's some New York rumors, whatever. I'm calling all these guys.
Yeah.
And see.
Make them say no.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I'm trying to get in on all this stuff. Yeah. Or at least maybe you could be the third team. You know what I mean?
Make them say no.
Because a lot of times the NBA deals are three-team deals.
Right.
And you can get some pretty solid scraps just being a team that gets in there to make the money
work. Be the side piece.
Yeah.
Yeah, be the side piece in a deal. You might get something that you're looking for instead of taking on expiring contracts and all that other crap that sometimes you have to take sometimes to get a guy.
Yeah, or just to get rid of a guy.
Yes.
Like that really is in the tenure of this front office for the Hawks, there's kind of two major things that they've done. Obviously, they went out and traded for DeJounte. We liked it when they did it. I didn't know that it wasn't going to work. I didn't know that Trey and DeJounte couldn't play together.
Dude,
I thought it was going to be good.
We were sitting here. You remember that
I
day?
I was like, great, I love DeJounte.
You remember
Murray.
That day we were sitting here and we saw, I was like, hold on. DeJounte, a possible Billy for the Hawks. I'm like, hell yeah,
sure.
Sign me up.
Perfect.
For that.
Get him in here.
Yeah.
Get him in here. And it just has been a total flop. So I wouldn't be surprised if they move on from one of the two of those guys this summer. And then the other thing they did was they finally were able to trade John Collins after a year and a half of telling everyone that they wanted to do it. And they had to take on Rudy Gay's money to make it work. They had to buy him out. So, yeah, like that's that's what they
did. I said that for all the people back in the day would always tell about Rudy Gay. They finally had him.
Finally got him.
And then they got rid of him.
And they got Melo for all the people that wanted Melo. They had him, and that's how they got rid of Dennis Schroeder. They have? Rasheed Wallace for a game one time.
Did Rasheed actually play?
I think he did play one game, I think. I could be wrong about that.
Yeah.
They drafted Pau Gasol. They drafted Luka. Like, the Hawks have briefly had some pretty great
players. They've had a great history of drafting.
Some pretty great.
They drafted Luka. They drafted Pau Gasol.
They're the best drafters of European basketball players of all time. And they were going to take Giannis.
Yes.
But they got snaked before they were able to get him. They drafted Dennis. Dennis was a pretty good German player. Like, yeah, we're talking about a pretty good history here.
It ain't none out here.
No. Yeah. Dennis played here for a while.
Did Luka even put on the Hawk hat?
He did.
Okay, yep. I can remember.
Yep. I wish he wouldn't have. I wish there was no picture of Luka.
There's a picture of Luka in the Hawks.
Yeah, we don't need.
Oh, another thing I saw this weekend, and I saw that Trey's daddy said something because he's absolutely right. The damn play where they said Trey does when he's like jumping into somebody.
Yeah.
Jalen Brunson does it. All series.
There's not one damn offense. No, and he gets the free throws.
He got away with it.
But, like, there's about eight guys in the NBA playoffs that do that move.
Yeah.
They do it all the time.
And they go get on tree body.
Yep.
That's crap.
That's true.
That's crap.
Brunson, how many free throws did Brunson shoot in that last game?
I don't know.
Partially because of that.
I can't.
He lived at the line.
This is going to be a crazy one. And we'll talk about it. But, yeah. Like, I just remember those old school Pacers. Knicks.
Yeah, this ain't going to be that.
Yeah.
These Pacers like to run,
Put
man.
Them in a body bag. Yeah.
All right, we'll come back and get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Steakhouse. Mornings 9 till 11.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.